Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we have been talking about every aspect of learning to know God's voice, to hear His voice, and to experience and enjoy the confidence that comes from knowing God. When you can be sure that you're hearing His voice, you have that confidence that you are being directed, that you just to know that you're not missing Him, to know that He's reliable, that you're in communication with Him, it can change your whole life. God's desire for you is that you be whole, spirit, soul, and body, that you be healed in your soul and your body. And when we hear from Him, when we do what it takes to be in relationship with Him, And we're just focusing on hearing from Him, because when you can hear from Him, He can talk to you about any area of your life He wants to address. So it's not about being equipped or ministering for Him. When you have the confidence that you're hearing from Him, everything else falls into place. You can ask Him, Lord, am I on the right track? And He can tell you. So if you're asking, Lord, I need direction, and He gives it to you, you know how to test it and then how to act on it. So, Lord, why do I have problems in this area? Why does this person rub me the wrong way? Why do I struggle with this? When you can hear Him clearly and you have the confidence that you can get answers to these other questions. So hearing His voice is the key to relationship with Him, because He wants you to know Him on His terms. He doesn't want us to be guessing at what He wants in our lives. He wants us to know, and He wants us to know Him. So, Lord, right now, we just give You permission to do whatever is necessary in our lives to clear out our ears, to clarify how we spend our time. Put Your finger on those things that are keeping us from focusing on what You want us to be focusing on. And we come against all obstructions, all interference. We come against our time wasters and those, that part of peer pressure, everything that has pressure on our time. Lord, we give you our time. Teach us to master our circumstances, to reign over them. Lord, teach us to say no. We also come against all the demonic activity of all different levels, whether it's just annoyances or strongholds. Lord, teach us to recognize and overcome our community strongholds, our state, our city, any. Lord, teach us. We want to be available for whatever it is you're doing. We want to be a part of whatever you're doing. So, Lord, teach us. And we know you're the best teacher. Lord, we make ourselves available. We show up for class, Lord. Teach us what we need to know, what we need to do. Lord, but those things that we don't even know about, reveal them in your good time. We recognize, Lord, that there's a time and a season to what you're doing in our lives. And that most of the time, you're working without our being aware of it. You're working in us and in our circumstances. But Lord, we thank you because we know whatever you're doing, it's for our good. But we come against any strongholds in our lives, any interference, any obstruction. If they're something we have a legal right to get rid of, we just take authority over those things and we just send you away. You must go where Jesus sends you. You have no right to be here. Now, if they do have a legal right to be here, Lord, first teach us how to deal with them. Give us an idea of what's keeping us from dealing with those things that give them a right to be in our lives. Lord, if there are wounds in our lives that are allowing demonic interference, we just ask that you bring that wound to the surface right now. Just bring any thought or memory, emotion right to the surface. And Lord, we just ask that you touch it right now. Heal that wound. Speak your truth. Free those that have been bound. We thank you, Lord. And now we cast away, we drive away those things that have been cast or tied to those wounds, that were given a right to be there because of those wounds. You must go now. That wound no longer exists. You are no longer allowed to be here. So go now. And you must go where Jesus sends you. And you can't come back. So, Lord, if there's any other area you want to lead us, you want to take us, we're open to go where you want to go. Lord, as we look towards change in our lives, we just ask that you keep us focused. Don't let us miss where you want us to put the next footstep. Each decision, Lord, don't let us miss you. Our desire is to be on your path and to follow you, but it's so easy to be distracted. Don't let us be distracted. Lord, guide us with that still small voice, even during the night. Lord, help us clarify what's going on in our lives. make yourself known to us even as we sleep. Lord, even in song, even again in that still small voice, even in words other people say. Lord, again, we give you permission to have your way with us. Stir up an excitement, Lord, on an individual basis for what the future holds. Regardless of our circumstance and situation, we know that what you have for us in our future is good. It's life. It is well-pleasing to us. Don't let us miss it, Lord. Also, Lord, open our minds and our hearts in our decision-making to new ideas, new opportunities, new paths. We give you permission to reveal plans that we hadn't even thought about, to take us in ways that we hadn't expected, to be and do the unexpected. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you that we know you're there for us, that what you're doing in our lives is for us. The good and the bad and the hard and the easy is for us. Not because you require us to be a certain way, but because you love us and you want us to be free and whole. So thank you. And thank you ahead of time for what you're going to do in all of us in this coming season and even right now. Thank you. So again, we've been talking about what it takes on our part to know God and how the more we hang out with him, the more we get a sense of how he does things, the more comfortable we are and the more easily we recognize his presence and his moving in our lives. So the past few weeks we've been talking about the three principal means of learning to hear, that there are three ways we learn to hear. The first was revelation. The second was association. We are associated, we hang out with him. And the third was cultivation. Now, over time, we're going to talk more deeply about each of these areas. But what I want you to really think about is to look at those objectively. These are not mystical, hard things to understand and comprehend. God is a person. He is a being. He has faculties and personality. And he relates to us on those terms. He has humor and generosity and graciousness. And he can also be stern. But as we learn by experience what his love is, what his true nature is toward us, he reveals himself more and more to us, more sides to him. And so we treat our training objectively. As in any area of life, if there's something worth doing, if something If we value something, we're worth putting some effort into it. God wants to be valued by us. But it's His goodness that draws us. Remember again, what's His nature? His very nature, the essence of who He is love. That's what it is, but what does it do? God's love gives. That's where we come in. He wants us more able to receive everything He wants to give. His desire is always to give Himself, share Himself, be more of Himself. But for most of us, the way we are now, we aren't able to recognize and contain and receive hardly anything, any amount of what He wants to give and share. We are wounded and we are tied to our beliefs and we are impatient and we want to do things our way and we are selfish and our temperament rules our lives. But God wants us to recognize all that is nothing. All of our attempts at meeting our own needs, controlling our own lives, is so not worth it compared to the opportunity we have to receive God. This is why He says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." We have to personally experience Him, not just know about Him, but taste and enjoy who He is and what He is, and then want more. Ask for more. Lord, don't let me settle for anything less than everything You have for me. Stir me up in whatever way is best for me. And this is why we're looking at the process objectively. We want to take some of the difficulty out and simplify things, knowing God is not complicated. It's not easy, but it's not complicated. We start spending time with Him. We start giving Him our time and attention in whatever way we know. And when we start giving Him a little bit of time, He takes that inroad into our lives and expands it and just starts pouring Himself in to entice us to give Him more. The delights that He has for each one of us as individuals cannot be contained in books or music or even emotions or understanding. It is eternal life. God's gift is eternal life. Now, and And we let so many of our misconceptions, our fears, keep us from enjoying eternal life now. But it doesn't have to. So, let the Lord put his finger on lifestyle changes that you need to make. And make them. Part of our challenge is, again, what we believe about what a Christian should be. And let him touch that too. Really, the only thing that matters is knowing Christ, knowing God, being with him, being one with him. So as we move forward, though we'll discuss practical ways of learning to hear, God has a plan and a schedule for each of us. He knows what you've got on your plate. He's not holding it against you that you've got children and jobs and whatever on your plate. That's not the issue. We all have the same number of hours in a day, 24. It's not how much free time you have. It's what are you doing with the time you have? What choices are you making? It's not a competition. Being able to spend 20 hours a day with God in quietness and contemplation because you have nothing else in your day isn't better in God's eyes than a busy wife and mother and caregiver who only has 10 minutes to give. We know that from the example of the widow's mite. It's what are you doing with what you've got, with the time you have. So we're all equal in that because we all have the same amount of time to make decisions over. Look to God to provide, guide, and motivate. Rather than what you think knowing him and hearing him is like. So set aside those expectations of what, you know, okay, experiencing God, I'm going to have visions, manifestations, I'll be able to feel his presence, maybe. Maybe not. That's up to him. So don't compare your experience with others to judge whether you're hearing or not, how well you're doing. Are you measuring up spiritually? Are you as gifted as the next person? Or anointed, or whatever your scale is? It's great to learn from one another, but only God can confirm whether you are hearing from him. And again, he wants to be your confirmer, your life giver. So how we know these are the three general methods or approaches to developing our ability to hear him. Again, revelation, association, and cultivation. What are some practical ways And again, we want to be practical and objective. We want to have some, we are being taught by God. So we want to look objectively at how we're doing with his guidance. So he can give us encouragement along the way. How are we doing? So let's look practically at learning how to recognize his voice for ourselves. Remember, his voice has already been revealed to and in our spirit. Your spirit, which is who you truly are, you're either dead or alive. You're either a dead spirit or a living spirit. Your spirit is perfectly communicating with his spirit at all times. It can't not communicate. But let's assume we have a desire to know God better. We want more of him. We want what he has for us. We've decided we want a more intimate knowledge of him. And we want to be able to hear him more clearly and more often in our conscious awareness. Say we decide we want to cultivate that relationship and put in the necessary time and attention in order to develop that confident relationship. How do we start? Now, we've already talked about some of the things we do. We spend time with God, both throughout the day and at specific times that we set aside. But we can objectively evaluate what we are sensing, discerning, and hearing. We want to know how we hear God. We want to learn his ways. We want to understand how he speaks to us and how he makes himself known, how he manifests to us. Now, God changes over time. If he teaches you one thing, this is how I'm going to teach you how to hear me now, that doesn't mean that's the only way he's going to reveal himself, speak to you. But there are the three main ways that we look at to see how he reveals himself. Through identification, we identify that he's speaking. We understand what he's saying through asking him, through communication with him. And then we respond, again by asking him, Lord, what do I do with this? And we're going to go through that step by step. But we want to understand this is the lesson plan that he has set for us. There is a method, and there are things we can do. We aren't just blown about by every wind that comes along. We are following a deliberate, we are intentional about seeking him. And hopefully that gives us the determination and the encouragement to follow, because again, if you have a desire to know him better, it's from him, and it will be met. So thanks for tuning in. We will pick it up there next week. In the meantime, if you've got any questions, drop me a line at Diane@therainersclub.org. Until next week, This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great night.